Since 2004, it has been available. So I'm talking about the single dose levonorgestrel pill. It's just it's a single tablet, and it has been available over the counter from pharmacies since about 2004. But that said, we still do know that it can access can be a little bit challenging, possibly particularly in some rural areas maybe or remote areas. So we know from some interesting research, sort of secret shopper type research, that access can still be a bit of a challenge.
So in those rural and remote areas, is that just a case of actually physically getting the product to those areas, or is it more of the people who are giving out the products?
So it can, some of the challenges can lie in the fact that if, you do have a pharmacist who perhaps is a conscientious objector and doesn't stock it, then, that can be very difficult. The Pharmaceutical Society of Australia has actually put out extremely useful guidelines, and that includes, if someone is a conscientious objector, they do need to be able to refer that woman to the nearest other supplier. But, just given distance, that can be challenging in that sort of rural environment. And we know that the experience that some women have when they are accessing emergency contraception, that can also be a bit challenging as well and differ from place to place. And the key thing is that we want to make access to this very safe medication as easy as possible.
So in Australia, we do have quite good access to more sustainable forms of contraception, like the pill and condoms, for example.
Yes.
How many women actually use emergency contraceptives in Australia?
Now, I haven't got that data on the top of my head, I have to say, but we do know that use, it's surprisingly a little bit lower than you would think. So we do, we do want to remind people, encourage people to know about this, very effective, we used to call it the morning after pill, but we actually call it emergency contraception now because we know it's got a longer duration of action than just the morning after. In fact, it can be used, it's licensed for up to 72 hours, but we would advise it can be used up to 120 hours after unprotected sex. But you're absolutely right. It's very important that women obviously know about those more effective methods of contraception that they're going to use in the long term. But it's certainly, it's a very useful thing for women to know about and be able to easily get if they have had unprotected sex.
That's actually something that I was thinking about before this interview, is that to me, this has always been known as the morning after pill, but that kind of gets people in the mindset that they need to use it straight after they've had sex, as soon as they've had unprotected sex.
Yes,
but that's not the case.
No, it's not the case, but I will say the earlier the better. So we do want women to access it as early as possible. So it is the earlier the better, but we do know that it can, it can be effective. It does lose effectiveness really around about 96 hours, but it can be effective, and we've certainly got a very low threshold for recommending it, and we'd recommend it up to 5 days from unprotected sex. But it's an interesting point, actually, because there's also the possibility of having an advanced supply as well. So for women, that's certainly something that can be thought about as well. So I think it's about removing those barriers to use of this medication.
And there is actually some very exciting news in the world of emergency contraception, I believe.
Oh, look, there is actually. So, but the whole world is actually thinking about emergency contraception. I've just been at a very big international conference. Emergency contraception featured very highly. And there is it will be new for Australia, but it's a newer emergency contraceptive medication. It's called Ulipristal acetate. It's a progesterone receptor modulator. And it's been approved in Australia. It's not available yet, but hopefully sometime early next year it will be available to give more options for women. And it has got a longer window of effectiveness. So it has got that proven effectiveness out to 5 days after unprotected sex. And again, it's just, it's an alternative.
You mentioned that new emergency emergency contraceptive pill becoming available in Australia, hopefully next year, while
yes.
other countries have had it before.
Yes.
Is it just a case of the TGA not being 100% sure about it, or is it a bit more political than that?
Well, look, I I think in this case, actually, it was a matter of a sponsor actually putting it up before the TGA. So I actually don't think, although, you know, some drugs in this area have been certainly quite challenging. If we think about mifepristone, you know, we've had quite a checkered history. That's used now for medical abortion, and luckily now that is available in Australia as a, you know, prescribed drugs, of course. I don't think that in this situation it is political, but that's not to say that, you know, it'll all be smooth sailing. I have been reading some recent reports from the UK around this newer emergency contraceptive drug, ulipristal acetate, where, you know, there have been a lot of debate and media concern, whereas in fact, you know, again, it's a very safe drug, and it's certainly, you know, very, very useful to prevent unintended pregnancy.